up within the morning. Another weekend of limitless variables lay ahead, but they never turn out how you expect them to. Someone cracks a joke I'm not supposed to get, so I pretend it's over my head and try not to look too hurt. But the joke's on them, they don't know I've been reading their diaries. Ecstasy killed the casuals. They used to wait for us outside and chase us home, but now they chat to us like old chums and try to sell us drugs. We bought some apples in the pub on Saturday and sat there till they sank in, then left to go dancing before it got busy. The club's little more than a tatty old function suite with big speakers, but it's amazing what a mirror ball in the right frame of mind can do. And for a moment, I could have sworn the whole place was dancing together, like a Technicolor musical with a rusty drum machine and even more optimism. I can't remember what song it was. I spent a while in the ladies' toilet bitching and chatting with the girls as they came and went. They never seemed to mind me in there. They must think I'm harmless, which I am, but secretly I fancy them all. By the time I decide to rejoin the dance floor, the dry ice has settled and the lights are up, so we grab our coats and bags from the makeshift DJ box and head downstairs. Time for round three. And then, outside, we hear glass smash off a wall and suddenly we're surrounded. First you feel the threat in the air, then you hear the growls. Hunters on jellies closing in as your stride quickens just enough, trying not to show fear but desperate to escape. But there's always a straggler, and before you know it they've got them on the road. A frenzy of kicks and spits and stomps, and it happens so fast there's just nothing you can do. Nurses can't hide their contempt, as though we're just another bunch of neds in A&E. Maybe we're just being paranoid. Maybe it's our wild eyes and strange laughter they don't like. Maybe they're just jealous. With the wound cleaned and stitched, we jumped into the waiting taxi and went to the party, stopping at mine for supplies. But when we get there, I can't connect. Everyone seems able to forget what's happened except me. I was happy, I was invincible, I was with the people I loved and we were on another adventure. And then the veneer cracked and I saw the worst of the world. Now that's what you call a come down. And I want to forget, I want to lie in someone's arms and drink myself to sleep, but I don't think I'll get that tonight. So I decide to sneak off quietly and walk home. But just as I'm thinking about finding my coat, my second favourite daughter of darkness smiles a promise through the Sunday morning haze. And it looks like I'm staying here.